When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I want to turn you on to a great podcast, The Jordan Harbinger Show. It's one of my favorites. I listen to it a couple of times a week. If you like to learn new things, if you like stories, secrets, if you want to take the most interesting and fascinating people on the planet and get all their secrets, go listen to it. I do. In a minute, I'm going to tell you about an episode that I heard that you might enjoy as well. But right now, search for, listen, and follow The Jordan Harbinger Show wherever you get your podcast. How are you? Happy Wednesday. Oh, how am I? Thanks for asking. Pretty well, all except this little screechy voice I have today. It might be worse on you than me, but I'll see if I can tame it a bit for you. I'm not sure how I got it. Maybe it could be the weather, or it could be the Halloween candy I binged on Sunday. Who knows? Have you ever found yourself kind of on the fence, not able to make a decision to get yourself moving in the direction you want to go? Kind of stuck? Kind of in neutral, as some people like to say, but in any case, not able to get done the things you want to get done. It happens all the time. We'll talk about that today. And if there's anything we do around here, and really the singular thing that we do here at Motivation to Move in this program, is focus in on getting you to do stuff, finding a way, saying something, giving you some magical secret in terms of motivation, just kind of move you forward because nothing else matters if you won't do it. Yeah, we need the clarity. Yeah, we need the roadmap. Yeah, we need the strategies. Yeah, you got to learn stuff. Practice a little bit sometimes. But if you don't do it, we get nothing. So that's what we do here, and that's what I'll do today. Hey, it's me, Scott. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by the Daily Boost today. Got lucky. The lawn services just went away. Home Studios, it was the day they came past, and they decided just to wait until Scott was going to hit the record button and then start mowing the entire property up down by the lake. It's kind of a big area. But they're gone. Feeling a little lazy today. Just a bit. So I'm just going to cut to the chase and bestow upon you something that I have had bestowed upon me over the years. I'm going to give it to you. The secret to success that you've been seeking. I've got it. I probably shouldn't hoard it. I should pass it around. So you're going to get it. Yeah, absolutely. So I can't do it right away. I've got to build up to it because that's what a podcast is. So let me make you wait for just a second. So people are always asking me what podcast I listen to. And I always tell them, my favorite is the... So people are always asking me what podcast I listen to, and I'm always telling them my favorite. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show. Yes, a sponsor of the show, but I'm a listener as well. It's one of the most popular podcasts in the world, and there's a reason for it. He decodes the stories, secrets, and the skills of the world's most fascinating people, really in-depth conversations with people at the top of their game, and they just spill the beans, which is something else, too. It's really impressive about the show. What's impressive is the guests are impressed by Jordan's style and his preparation. He gets them to go deep, I think surprisingly deep, and it's just eye-opening. So I promised an episode I'd recommend. He interviewed Benjamin Hardy and talked about the book, The Gap and the Gain, The High Achiever's Guide to Happiness, Confidence, and Success. He wrote it with Dan Sullivan. You may know Dan. And one thing I heard and I passed on to my clients this week is that if you measure your current self against your previous self and notice the gain that you've made between yesterday and today, you'll experience happiness, satisfaction, and confidence. By the way, measuring yourself against others, not so much. Not a good thing. The Benjamin Hardy episode, it's 575, and you need to listen to that today, if you can. The Jordan Harbinger Show, search for it. The Jordan Harbinger Show, search for it, listen to it, and follow it, wherever you get your podcasts. Okay. What is that secret to success? Hang on, this is going to knock you off your feet. Are you ready? Success requires you to do the hard work. Bam! I told you it was, nobody could have figured that out except me. Of course, I'm joking with you. But I think I'll take my own advice. I won't do the lazy thing. I'll work at this today for a little bit, okay? Do the hard work, if you will. So hang with me, because my guess is, as we get on with the program, you're going to figure out, of course you already knew it took hard work, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. And you may be a rocket scientist, I don't know. But if you want more, you're going to have to do something to get it. We all know that. Now, we live in a world that makes it seem like it's easy to get the things you want. It's not. And sometimes there are people who take that easy route. You'll find, you probably have in the past, that real success is earned success. And if you do take the easy way, eventually it kind of goes away. So success takes a lot of hard work, no doubt about that, even if you don't see it. So let's take a couple of examples, if I may. YouTubers. Have you seen them? They're all over the place. It looks like it's so easy, doesn't it? Thousands and thousands of hours of trial and error just to figure out how to get something uploaded and to tag it and everything properly. It takes a huge amount. And to get to be a hit and to make a ton of money, there's nonstop work involved in doing that. It is hard work, but they've done the work and they've succeeded. We don't always see that. We just want to know how to fix our toilet. How about musicians? Oh, they're living the dream, aren't they? Years and years of living the dream in a tour bus with five other guys in bunk beds, making pennies on the dollars their agents get paid a lot. Doesn't look like that, does it? We just see them on stage. Wow, it's so glamorous. So they're working hard, doing the hard work. So when they do become that overnight success, they really have arrived. Here's a big one. Even people who do nothing but accept the generosity of society or scam society, if they're con type of people, con men, con women, right? I always wonder, they seem to work so hard not to work. Never understood that. But they're working hard at their life, even though that's what they're doing. So it doesn't really matter what you want, whether it's good or it's bad or prosperous or not. Whatever you choose, happy or sad, it's all up to you. It's going to take a lot of hard work to accomplish it. But if you have a choice, and you do, why wouldn't you choose to do the hard work to get the goodness that you want in your life? Why? Well, I think it's because you become interested in making change. That's what I think. I think you get interested. Hey, I got an idea. Think I'm going to do this. Somebody said I'd be good at it. This excites me. I'm tired of what I have been doing. I'm interested in this. The problem is, interest is really just the beginning, isn't it? And you never get much beyond your fascination or infatuation, that phase. So interest is it. A lot of people are in that world. I actually have a lot of phone calls from folks who are interested in something. And when I push them just a little bit, like we're going to do right now, it's really hard to get them there. They stay in that interesting stage. So what's the next step? Well, you decide that you want the change. You're going to make the change to create what you want. And you begin working hard to get it. Lots of times it happens. My guess is you've done that more times than you can even count. You've actually said, Scott, I've tried. I did everything. I dug in. I went for it. Then life got in the way and you stop. Now, sometimes you stop because it took longer to get there. That burn factor. We talk about this all the time, that a lot of times people get in too early. They go all in before they're ready to go all in. There's a skill set. There's timing that's involved here. And so you kind of fail. That's okay. The more you fail, the more you learn to get there if you're being really smart. But you moved at least from interested in something into deciding you're going to do it. Let's go for it, even though maybe life got in the way and it caused a problem. Don't worry. It gets easier. So what's missing here? What's involved? I mentioned the words all in. What is that? It's commitment. Commitment. Think about that for a second. I think you're probably very much committed to lots of things. But sometimes it's easy to fall into a direction you want to go, but not fully commit to it. Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes you know you're not quite ready for it. Other times, you could do it. Other times, you shouldn't be afraid of it. And yet you don't. You kind of mill around and don't get anything done. It's okay. We all do it. Life doesn't give guarantees, but you tend to get what you want when you commit to go all in on your mission. That's just kind of how it works. So think about it for a second, just right now. Is there something really, really big? Or even tiny, whatever you want, that you like to do. And you've been thinking about it for a little while. You got kind of an interesting thought in your mind. It would kind of be fun. If that's the case, I challenge you to explore the possibilities, to get out there and look at it like, maybe I will do this. And if you get enough information and you get really excited about it, then I'm going to challenge you to decide to go after it. And I'll even give you this out to go after it for a little bit and just kind of go after it and think, okay, let's see if I'm ready to go. Let's see if I got the time. Let's see if I can move into that commitment stage. And once you get to the point of that commitment stage, then I'm really going to challenge you. Honor that word. If you have moved into that stage, stick to it. Honor your commitment to yourself. I am interested in many things in this world. And I work pretty hard at what I do. I always have. I know a lot of people have a great work ethic. They go after that. But that's how we make magic happen from my life and your lives and family and friends, all kinds of folks. But only a solid commitment is how you can take decades of experience on this planet and turn that into something really magical. Whatever you do, get committed, and you'll see how things begin to change. So the secret to success is, in fact, yes, Aussie, really is hard work. But now we see that if you move into that level of commitment, that hard work is kind of easy. You'll do it all day long with a smile on your face, and eventually you'll get exactly what you want. A lot of folks don't want to hear this message. They do want the easy way out, but I think you know better than that. I think you've been around long. I'm going to honor you and honor your experience and just talk to you and say, hey, if you could take the right steps, if you did know the roadmap to get there, and if you could commit to it, how would your life change? I think you know the answer to that, huh? So tomorrow, going big, it means letting go of the small. Lots of times people hang on to the small. They get scarcity mindset. I'll flip you around tomorrow on a Friday show. You will succeed when you do one thing. One thing. Actually, it's a lot of things that have to happen before you can get what you want. And it's exactly the opposite of what you think. Ah, that's a good tease. See you Friday.